Listen up, wicket warriors. There's potential danger looming, and this time it is not COVID. Sporting Aucklanders are being unleashed this weekend after 107 days in lockdown, with hundreds expected to hit cricket pitches around the city. But a warning from ACC, and by that we mean the Accident Compensation Corporation. All that time benched could mean you're a bit creaky and a sitter for pinging something.
G'day, Chris Lightning. It's your left knee here. Now that the cricket season's almost upon us, I thought I'd have a word about me old niggle. The truth is, I've never really been a hundy, and after weeks of inactivity, well, I'm actually feeling pretty dusty. I know nothing excites you more than steaming in with the new cherry, cartwheeling middle stump, sending the batsman off with a witty taunt out the side of your mouth. But for the first game back, take it easy, would you? Maybe bowl off a few paces instead. We'll squeeze in a light net session and some lunges during the week, then see how we're holding up, eh?
Well, joining me now is ACC's injury prevention boss, James Whittaker. James, all 3+ months on the couch eating chips and watching paid TV, it could be carnage out there tomorrow in Auckland.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. We just really hope people warm up first before they, you know, get stuck into things. It has been a while, eh?
So you're targeting cricket. What's the deal? Is this a high-injury sport?
It's one of many sports that can create injuries. There's around 9,000 cricket-related injuries per year. Around 80% of them are soft tissue injuries. But there's around 440,000 sports-related claims every year, which is heaps. You know.
Yeah, 9,000 for cricket seems a lot. When you say soft tissue injuries, give me some examples. What are we talking about here?
Strains. You know, the most common ones that are pretty serious are hamstring strains, lower back pain, side strains, you know, like tearing your ab, shoulder pain and sprained ankles. Those sorts of things.
James, that's lucky enough if you're, well, you know, if you're lucky enough to have an abdominal to rip. Hey, these all seem to be things that you could actually avoid.
You can. Yeah. You can actually reduce the risk of all of those injuries from occurring if you warm up properly, strengthen your core or develop one if you don't have one, and improve your flexibility and just take the time to make sure you're using the right technique. But, I mean, the same kind of thing applies to any activity. Not everybody plays cricket. A lot of your listeners would have been, you know, missing out on lots of things they love. So if they take the time to assess the risk before they get stuck in, they can have a great summer and keep doing the things they love too.
James, do you know what the riskiest summer sport is in terms of ACC injuries and claims?
Not off the top of my head, actually. I don't have that in front of me.
No,
I just know... actually, some that flare up in summer, every summer. Tramping, boating-related, surfing, actually, and swimming at beaches and cycling. Those are, like, kind of the top five, really.
Yeah, I can see why surfing might prove to be a bit of a hazard. And sometimes around Christmas, you get the odd Christmas tree injury as well, I do believe.
Yeah, especially if you don't use, like, a proper step ladder and you're trying to get that star on the top. That can be a bit dodgy, you know, if you lean over too much and then horrible things happen.
So cricket tomorrow, Auckland, it is kind of the first time that these club players are going to be out there after 107 days of lockdown. We'll let you make your pitch. What do they need to do, especially if they haven't picked up a bat or a ball for that entire time? What is the deal? Your advice.
Yeah, well, we've released these ads because we don't want preventable injuries to happen for anyone. 90% of any of the injuries that could happen on the sports field or the cricket pitch are avoidable. So most people who have a passion know the best way to do that activity, and it's about taking the time to take a step back, go over the basics, assess the risk, you know what they are, and then get stuck in. Don't just get overexcited and throw yourself at it, like, at full steam, you know? Step back a bit.
Not everyone can be Kyle Jamieson.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your time, James. That's James Whittaker, who's ACC's injury prevention boss. So